Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on July 20th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm usually not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. But Jackie can't be with us today. She's wading through some river somewhere, hunting some fish, but I'm sure she's having a fantastic time. We hope she'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, we have an amazing show for you today because our guest today, this morning, is Mike Russell, owner of Padone's Pizzeria in Riviera Village. Mike is a lifelong resident of the South Bay and serial entrepreneur. He originally met his great friend, Lou Padone, while playing basketball. With absolutely no restaurant experience, Mike partnered with Lou to open the fourth Padone's location in Riviera Village. Mike eventually bought out Lou, and that super successful eatery has been open for 20 years now. To honor the Padone family, Mike has stepped up to sponsor the now defunct 4th of July Torrance Beach fireworks show that had been previously and privately funded for years by the Bryles family. Palos Verdes residents Rick and Kyrie Bender set up a fundraising page last year, PalosVerdesFireworks.com, to continue the very popular holiday fireworks show. Unfortunately, they didn't raise enough money to do the show this year in 2017. When Mike heard about it, he contacted Rick and offered to provide the funds. So on July 4th, 2018, there will be a fireworks show, and this morning we'll get all the details and learn what folks can expect next year and how you can get involved. Welcome to the program, Mike. I'm so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thanks, Joe. That was a very nice introduction. I look forward to sharing the next hour with you.
Well, great, great. Jackie did do a great introduction, and we owe a great debt of gratitude to the Bryles family for many years. How many years did they fund the 4th of July celebration?
Okay, well, I'm going to have to give you a lot of what I'm going to tell you is going to be guesstimations. So I'm pretty sure it was 16 years,
yeah.
And then she passed away.
Oh, we have lost Mike. I'm going to get him back on the phone here in just a minute. Okay. He'll be right back. Okay. One ringing dingy. Two ringy dingy. Okay. Yes, Mike, answer the phone. It's okay. I don't know. I think I should try that again. Oh, Palos Verdes phone systems. We always have trouble with them. Okay, let me try that one more time. Here we go. One ringing dingy. Now it's just a little bit less cooperative. I think I'm going to give up on that one. Third time's the charm, right? Here we go. Call failed and was not answered. Well, that's amazing.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? We're back.
I'm doing fine. We're back.
Something happened, I don't know. But I was asking, how long had the Bryles family supported fireworks on the beach? And you had said about 16 years, yes?
Correct. And then the family, after she passed away, then the family said, you know, they went to the city and they told them, listen, we're going to do it one more year. Or actually they went to the RVA, the Riviera Village Association, which I think they kind of, you know, they have a loose-knit relationship with, or they did. And so at that point, when you were saying that, I think Rick did not get really involved in trying to raise funds for this year until April. So he got really late into the game. So I think if Rick would have had a full year, I think he would have been able, having met the gentleman, I think he would have been able to get it together. But it was just so late that he wasn't able to raise, you know, the amount of money that it takes to put on a show like this.
Now, the website is really nice. It's a really nice website, and people should check out the website. It's PalosVerdesFireworks.com. But you and I were talking a little bit earlier, and it really, in your mind, it really will be known as Rat Beach Fireworks, right?
Absolutely. That's the name I came up with as a compromise between the top of the hill and the bottom of the hill. Where those two places meet is infamously called Rat Beach, which stands for right after Torrance. And I Googled it, and I was researching it, and that's what it's always been known as long as I've been in the South Bay, which has been pretty much all my life. I don't know where the name came from. There was several different when you Google it, there's a lot of different, people taking, they're saying, well, it was my idea, I came up with it or whatever. But it's a great little stretch of beach down there, and the nice thing about that part of the beach is you got to walk to get there. So, it's about a mile hike down there, so it's not as crowded as the rest of the. As the rest of the normal beaches around the area are.
Now, we're going to talk a lot more about the fireworks, about history, about what's going to be happening next year. But first of all, I just want people to get a little sense of who Mike Russell is and a little sense of the history of Padone's Pizzeria, because the intro says that you opened the fourth location. How many locations are there now?
Okay, well, that's interesting that you should. That question is constantly being asked of me. There's actually there's a Padone's Pizzeria in Hermosa Beach, which has nothing to do with the Padone's Pizza that I own. It's total separate entities. The Padone's in Hermosa Beach was actually in a very convoluted situation with the government. I don't know all the details. Anyway, they took the original location over. Something about Lou thought Phil was paying the sales tax. That's his brother, Lou Padone, and then there's Phil Padone, and then there was Larry Padone, and then there was the father and the mother, and apparently they got confused, or so they say, and everyone thought that they were paying the sales tax, and apparently they went several years without paying it. So the government, the state, came in and took that over, and it sat vacant for a while, and then someone came in and purchased it, and then they moved it across the street and to the location that it's in now. And basically, it's just called Padone's Pizza. It doesn't have the recipes. I have the original. I have kept the original menu and the original recipes that Lou brought from New Jersey with him when he moved out here in the mid-70s.
No, that's very important for people to understand. And so,
well, it is. There's a lot of people ask me that all the time. Because it's
so,
you know.
What is your website for your Padone's Pizza? Original recipe.
My original recipes? I don't give those out.
No. But what's the website?
www.padones.com.
Okay.
Now that's just we just put that up. So here's the thing. The 20 years that I've been there, we've run the Padone's. I don't know if you've seen the place. It's tiny. It's 800 square foot. I mean, there's more people, like on Friday night, there's 13 people that work in there. And, you know, people are stepping all over each other. It's kind of like a Seinfeld episode. And it really is. And, you know, the customers, I would say 80% of our customers have been with us for, you know, a lot since we began, and a lot of them over 10 years. So, you know, they crowd in there, and it's a, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we just kind of let things, you know, we don't let little things bother us. If there's an argument in the back of the kitchen between a cook and a waitress about, you know, who forgot to put the pepperoni on, you know. And people just kind of come in there and enjoy what I think, you know, is like a non-corporate style, to say the least, type of business or restaurant that's kind of left in, you know, in South Bay, or maybe, you know. I mean, the places like this are disappearing. And one of my real, you know, passions is to try to keep open a business that's not, you know, that's not run by machines, and, you know, I'm not a big computer guy, and so, I mean, we've never advertised in 20 years.
Yeah.
So we don't rely, you know, we do, everything we try to do there is like through advertising, is just organic. We do a lot of fundraising through our own business, and, you know, we give to, you know, different schools and stuff like that, and then that's how we that's what we consider advertising.
Well, now when I go to PadonesPizza.com, that's not you, right?
That's not me.
I don't know. I'm asking. PadonesPizza.com.
I might have misspoken, because we are in the process of setting up a website for the fireworks only. We did not have a website, believe it or not, because we didn't.
It's got three locations: Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, and Redondo Beach. PadonesPizza.com.
Okay, you know what? Believe it or not, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, okay. It's got to be confusing.
I'll have to look. Well, it's very confusing because the Padone's Pizza is Redondo Beach, Riviera Village, and that's the only Padone's Pizza that there truly is. I don't know, as I was explaining to you before, I don't really go on the internet. I don't do Facebook and all that stuff. So I just kind of concentrate on my business and my customers. And we don't advertise. So to tell you the truth, I have had my manager, I said, we're going to have to set up a website for this fireworks. And so she's in the process of doing it. She showed it to me the other day, but that's me. I wasn't paying that much attention. So anyway, I can get back to you, and you could update it on your website. I'll make sure to do that. I apologize. I'm going to sound like an idiot,
Now tell me.
You got any simpler questions?
Sure. Tell me about your family. Tell me about, Mike Russell.
Okay, well, I think you called me a serial entrepreneur. I don't know I don't know if that's good or bad. Anything with serial in front of it. So anyway, I am from. I grew up in Los Angeles proper, and then I moved to Torrance when I was about 8 years old. And when I was 17, I graduated because I was born on December 1st, so I graduated from high school early. And I immediately moved down to Hermosa, and I've been living in the Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach, South Torrance area ever since for 46 years. And I started my own little business at 19. I used to have a pickup truck. There used to be a dump up here on Crenshaw. So what I'd do is I'd go and I'd clean up, people's, junk and bougainvilleas or cut bushes, do whatever, I was just, basically all I needed to do was get enough money my rent then, and you're not going to believe this, in Hermosa Beach, I shared a place with a guy. Our rent was $90 a month. So...
Wow.
We're going to refer to those as the good old days when you could, get by, really. You could live in Hermosa. Once I made that rent, I wasn't looking to do much more work. The answering machine got turned off, and I was just, hanging out at the beach. So, I just pretty much did that thing until I was 23 just to pay my bills and so I could have time to goof around and play at the beach. And then I met a gentleman, John Deal, who got me going in the antique business. I was working at an antique store, just kind of huffing furniture around and cleaning up and stuff. And he got me in the delivery business, the antique delivery business. And we started a business together, he and I, which we were in for 20 years. Actually, he became an actor, a very successful actor. He gave me the business because obviously he couldn't act and deliver furniture at the same time. So he left it to me, and I was actually in that business for 20 years, to the time I was 43. And it was a delivery service, and we delivered antiques, mostly up on the west side, Beverly Hills, nice stuff, expensive stuff. So I wasn't doing a lot of, it wasn't like I was delivering 35 refrigerators a day. It was very nice furniture, needed to be set up, and you know, polished, and people were very picky about how it looked and where it was. And then I was in the import-export business for the next 5 years, at which time, right in the middle of that, Lou came to me and asked me, he said, hey, you want to open up a place in the Riviera Village? And my wife, she loved the Village. I mean, she'd always loved it. And so she just kept telling me, you know, you got to do this, you got to do this. And I kept saying, I don't know anything about the restaurant business. I'd never been in it. I was good with numbers. I was good with payroll and accounting and those types of things. And I knew how to fill out government forms and, you know, I could do taxes and stuff like that. So I said to Lou, I said, you know, I'd be more than happy to come in with you, but I mean, I'm not, you know, don't expect me to, you know, to cook, because I don't cook. I mean, I'll run the register, and I'll, you know, and I'll do the dishes and, you know, whatever. I'll do everything else, but I'm not going to cook. And so therefore, to this day, 20 years, I've never made a pizza. And I'm proud to say that. Some people think I'm crazy, but I've fortunately, I've never been stuck having to cook. And I think that's quite an accomplishment. But
yeah,
believe me, I've done
it. But you've seen it done. You've seen it done.
Oh, I've seen it done many, 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 many a time. I mean, when we first opened, you know, it wasn't long afterwards that Lou had, you know, 20 years in the business, and with his family and with all the problems they were having at the time, you know, it just kind of all, it just kind of all happened at one time. Lou and I were doing really well, but Lou just, you know, he just wanted out. So, you know, after we were open for only 4 months, he, you know, as a friend, he came to me and said, listen, you know, I want to, you know, I want to get out of here. And I said, I can't, you can't leave me here like this. I don't know how to run this business. I've only been here for
four. Looks like we lost Mike again. Oh, Palos Verdes phone systems. Let's see if we can get him back on the line quickly. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. I'm not getting a ringy dingy. I don't know what that is. I'm not getting a ringy dingy. I'm going to try again. This is a very interesting story of how business works, I think, because it isn't always a driving passion or an intellectual exercise to create a business. It often is just survival, or it is execution that drives business. And I think young people would do well to listen to the show, because you'll find out that business is not always what you think it is. It's often much different. It's just living. It's just living and providing a service or a product to your customers. Okay, Mike is hanging on. Hopefully he's not thinking that we're still talking. He's got a sense that the phone got dropped. So here we'll try again. Maybe we'll get a ring through this time. Very interesting. I love hearing entrepreneurs talk about how business became what we see now, because it often takes us on a path that's very much different than we expect. And it's fascinating to me how these things work, because becoming an entrepreneur is so important and will be so much more important in the future for all of the young people out there. I would say 20 and under, you certainly should be thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. It can be very, very important. Okay, here we go. We're going to let it sit for a second and then try again. And are we ringing? Are we ringing? I think Mike is holding on to that line a little too long. So I want him to get a sense that we've lost connection. We're trying it again now. Maybe this is a good sign.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. We're back now. I don't know why it keeps dropping, but we're back. And you were talking about you were having a conversation with Lou about what?
I was having a conversation with Lou about one of us had to go because it was like
what?
Interfering with our. Well, I mean, it wasn't like that. It was like Lou, he wanted to go, but I wanted to go too because I didn't know how to run a restaurant, and so he was. You know, we were discussing it in a friendly manner. I mean, don't get me wrong. He was like going like he was you know, 20 years, he was having a lot of problems with his family. They were arguing over, like, you know, who owned which Padones, and, you know, there was a little bit of jealousy because I was involved in this one, and, you know, it was getting too confusing. So he was like going, I want out of this one, I think, to simplify things to the family. And, you know, it just was it was kind of getting confusing. And I said, well, you can't leave me here because I don't know what I'm doing. And he said, believe me, he says, and, you know, and God bless him because he has passed away. He says, believe me, he says, you're smart, Mike. You'll learn how to do this. He says, you're going to make a ton of money here, and, you know, you keep it. I've got other places. Don't worry about me. I want you and your wife and your family to have this one. So that's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I bought him out. I mean, he did make a nice piece of money, but, you know, I mean, because in the first 4 months, we didn't start off like a new restaurant because there were so many Padones around. I mean, we hit the ground running pretty good down there, and it was a great spot for a pizzeria, and there was no other restaurants down there. At the mm-hmm. time, there was a moratorium on restaurants on Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
why?
Park.
Why was that?
You know, some of the bigger restaurants had gotten together and went to the city and complained because there was no parking or not adequate parking for more restaurants because, you know, there's an equation or whatever you want to call it to distinguish or divide up how many spaces you need for a retail store in regards to a restaurant. And it's like 6-1 or something. So they were saying that there wasn't adequate parking. So somehow or another, somebody down there had gotten the city council to say no more restaurants. So this place that you could only open up a place that already had a permit, and there was only two permits on that block that were existing that weren't, you know, big restaurants. There was only a couple, like Hennessy's and the Brewing Company. And then there was this place, Joey Ty's, which is the place that we took over. And then there was a place that was four doors down from me, which was an on Old Bakery, which I eventually did buy that buy out that bakery and opened a Mexican restaurant there, but it was just too much. I ended up selling it about 7 years ago because I just wanted to concentrate it on doing one thing at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's much simpler.
Okay, now we've got a little sense of from the opening, statement about the history of Padone's and you're buying out Lou. We got a little sense of the history of the business. What is it about the Torrance Beach 4th of July fireworks that excites you? Why did you even think, hey, Mike Russell, I want to get involved and I want to make this thing happen? And then you didn't just say, I want to get involved and make this thing happen. You actually, you stepped up and said, I've got a number in mind. I want to make a serious commitment. Why did you do that, Mike?
Good question. You know, I sat around and, you know, when you're in business, for yourself all your life, it's kind of fun because, you know, you don't, there's no CEO. All I have to do is make a decision and then go and get on my hands and knees and beg my wife to approve it. And, which, you know, she normally does, but, she's X'd out a few of my ideas, but I mean, I normally, you know, if I come up with
only
an idea,
only the dumb ones, right?
Yeah, there's been a few of those. But I mean, I normally what happens is I take an idea and I look at it. I kind of look at things like a sphere, and I just roll them around and I look at all angles and I try and look at, you know, downside, the upside, and you know, the bottom line was with the 40 years of the Padone's, the 20 years of me being in the Riviera Village, and it was a lot of money, but you know, I had never spent any money on advertising. In my mind, I was able to amortize that over 20 years, the $50,000, and so that got me kind of over the first hurdle, and then my customers got me over the second hurdle, and then it was a no-brainer after that because people were just coming in. They were so bummed about no fireworks. And when I was able to see their faces, when I put the sign up in Padone's that the fireworks would be back, and people would go like, you know, well, how is that going to happen, you know? And I mean, personally, I'm pretty, you know, I don't like to, actually, I'm involved in a program that you're not supposed to talk about anything that you do for other people. So, I mean, I don't really like to, you know, I'm not supposed to be bragging or anything or making a big deal out of it. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I try to subtly tell people that, you know, I mean, I'm doing it to give back to you guys because you guys have given me so much.
This is for the business. I mean, you're not advertising, as you said, but you're Padone's Pizza,
right,
Mia, is providing support for the fireworks at Rat Beach, and everyone should know that. That's a good thing.
No, it's a beautiful thing. It's great. And what I did with Rick Bender, I told Rick, I said, look, here was the deal with Rick. I mean, he was struggling with the idea of I think the last show, the grand finale that they did, which was a little bit bumped up from what they normally did, cost $65,000. That was it was probably, in my mind, definitely the best fireworks show that you could see from the beach. You know, when you're down there, you could see, I think it's Santa Monica, Venice, Manhattan, and maybe not Manhattan, but Redondo. I know at least three you could see. But this one is special because it's in the dark cove and there's no city lights around. You know, it's really spectacular. And I mean, they put that's a lot of fireworks. You know, they put on such a fantastic show that year, and the family did. That was the final one. And so when I asked Rick, I said, you know, I want to do that show. You know, I want to make sure I do that show. How much does that show cost? And he said, well, that was the $65,000 show. So he had already raised $15,000 through the GoFundMe. And I asked him, I said, you know, if you can get, because they were all small contributions, I said, if you can get these other people that have already contributed, you know, small amounts to prove it, I'll throw in all the rest of the money, but I want the, basically the sole advertising, you know, I want the promotional right to it, because these were mostly individuals, and like I know Malaga Bank had thrown in a couple thousand, and Rick's company, Bender Benefits, he had thrown in a couple thousand. I think it's listed on the website for the Bender Benefits, but or the pvfireworks.com. I think the list is in there. But anyway, so, I mean, he needed an extra 50 grand, and I said, you know, that's, my kids are gone. I mean, they're out of school. They went to great colleges, and now they're, you know, they're married. One of them's getting married in a couple months. And you know, so, I mean, do I have $50,000 to spend on fireworks? You know, some of my friends look at me like, you know, I'm crazy. And, I know that, you know, I have other people that I tell that know the village and know the people around there, and they just say, Mike, you're going to get this back in spades. So, you know, the people that know the people, the locals around the area, they just think it's, they also came to the conclusion after I explained it to them that it's a no-brainer. So I took an option to do three of the first 5 years. If he needs it.
Okay. And now we're coming down to, you know, you say, you know, I think Lou was right. You're a smart guy, and you figured out, well, I don't advertise regularly, but if I could, quote unquote, own this event in terms of being the title sponsor, I'm going to get a lot of business out of this. I'm going to get a lot of exposure out of this, and that's good for my business. I don't need to advertise. If 100,000 people or 50,000 people, however many people can pack into Rat Beach and the surrounding communities and enjoy the fireworks, it's going to pay dividends, especially over a number of years. Now that you've decided to do this, you said you had a contract. It's the option of three of the next 5 years. What do you think is the next step for this? And I want you to think about that for a minute. I want to take a short station break, and I want to find out what you think the future of fireworks are, and then we'll talk about the future of Padones. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We talk about things that are important right here in the South Bay, and this is a big one. As we said in the opening, the fireworks had been going on at what is called Rat Beach for many, many years, and it was threatened that they would be ending. They actually did not go off this year, but there's a local effort primarily started by Rick and Carrie Bender. You can find out more at Palos Verdes fireworks.com, and Mike Russell and Padone's Pizzeria has stepped up to make it happen next year for sure, and then potentially the next three of the next 5 years after that, and then others will probably step in, because it's a huge benefit to the community. If you'd like to call in, if you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That phone number again is area code 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. So, what do you think, Mike? We've laid it out that you're going to commit to potentially three of the next 5 years after 2018.
This is one of the 3 years. I'm going to be retiring. I'm looking at 70. I will be out of the business. Now that's not saying that the people that will be. I'm actually selling the business, or I have it in the works. I have an agreement in. I'm selling the business to my employees.
Excellent idea.
Well, I think so, and that's kind of, you know, and you know, when we were speaking earlier, that's really, you know, when you're a small business, you can't really afford to give. I mean, now I'm not saying that. I have people that have been there for 18 years, and they get paid well. I'm not going to say they don't. But you cannot give people the benefits that they deserve. You just can't do it, and especially, you know, in an 800-square-foot pizzeria, I mean, and your minimum wage constantly going up, and you're fighting higher costs, and just different things like that. So, I mean, the way to do it really is if you get the people that stick with you, and when you're coming to the end of your, you know, time, and you get your, you know, get them together and say, look, we're going to work something out. I'm going to leave. We'll sign the business over to you. You give me a check for X amount of years for so much money, and then it's yours.
Yeah. Yeah. And that you know, the thing about that is, and we should cover this a little bit more for other business owners out there that are looking at similar exits. It's not all about, you know, just taking care of your employees, although that's a critical part of it. It's also about Mike Russell has just created a potential long-term annuity for himself. However many years it takes to pay the transition, he gets to take that as an annuity without taking the tax hit all in 1 year. This is really smart business to slowly edge out of a business and not take, like, try to get a big paycheck all in one check. This is smart stuff.
You run a business channel, too, I see.
Yeah. I mean, I love business, and I love people who
so do I.
Think flexibly about business. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, believe me, there's a lot of people that will say, take the money, it's the safest thing to do, sell it. The safest thing to do, because once you give up control and you're not there anymore. But you know what? I mean, I've always done things my own way. I let my guts make decisions for me and my heart. And these people have been with me for so long. Actually, this fireworks step, I've explained to them. You know, I had a meeting with a couple of them the other day. My main manager, Natalie, and my head guy in the kitchen, Joel, and they both own a percentage of the business already. You know, I'm slowly giving it away. And so I have been telling them that, you know, this, what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to build the business. See, I mean, a lot of people would go, like, the last 5 years I'm going to be there, I'm going to make money no matter what, you know, no matter what the business does. And then I'm going to leave these guys with, you know, I'm buying all new equipment. I'm trying to give them the best, you know, padones that they can. I want them to succeed. So part of this fireworks deal also with them is, like, hey, when I leave, you know, in 5-6 years, and I'm gone, and, you know, you guys are running it, you're going to be, this place should be going full bore at the top of its game. Not like some absentee owner just, you know, said, okay, you guys are going to take over in 5 years, I'll show up, collect the money, and then, you know, you guys run it, and, you know, just make sure I get my check. That's not how I see myself doing things. I don't think that's an honorable way to handle it, so... Okay. They're psyched. They're really excited. You know, they could see. You know, they're very intelligent. They could see that how that would, you know, benefit them greatly too down the line. So, all in.
All in. Fantastic.
All in. Yeah.
So now we've discussed most of the fact that, you know, if people want more information, they should go to PalosVerdesFireworks.com because that's where you're going to get more information about exactly the why, when, where of the fireworks for 2018. But what do you want people to know going forward about what Padone's Pizzeria is about? And is there anything else you want to communicate to people about what you're doing? Are there any charities that you want to talk to people about? What?
Okay, this is like for about 9 months last year, we did, we teamed up with a group down the street from us, the Alma Foundation, and we supplied all the food for making 1,000 burritos and delivering them out. We supplied the food, the actual, you know, what needed to be purchased. I went and bought it and delivered it to them, and then they'd have volunteers make the burritos, and we were serving 1,000 burritos every Saturday to homeless people. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. every year I try to kick around some new idea. For years we've done a Pay It Forward Tuesday, which is worked out really great. We've sent kids to Cooperstown who have, you know, leukemia, and just to see their brothers play, you know, one last game. And, you know, I mean, some heart-rendering stuff. But, I mean, it's like we don't do it like other people do it, I mean, you know, as you could probably tell by talking to me for the last 45 minutes or whatever.
Yeah,
I do.
Right.
All I do is I do this. I say, okay, like Redondo Beach will come to me, the high school, and they'll say, we need new uniforms for our baseball players. So can we do a Pay It Forward Tuesday at your restaurant? And I'll say, okay. So I leave all the promotion up to them. But everybody knows when I do it in the fall, the spring, you know, I can't do it in the summer. It's too crazy. And in the winter, it's, you know, kind of iffy. But I take the sales tax off the total sales of the day, and I give 20% of whatever I do that day. Basically, I give all the profit from the restaurant away on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So it's not one of those things like a lot of these places you see, it's between 7 and 9 or 4 and 6, and you got to bring a flyer or a balloon with your name on it, or, you know. It's just like anybody who happens to stumble in there and buy a pizza, 20% of that pizza after, you know, I take the 9% out because I don't want to have to pay the taxes too. But, We write some decent checks. We've written them a few $1,000 checks, $900. I mean, you know, because it all depends, you know, it works as well as the people who are promoting it want it to work. You know, if they get out there and they say, go to Padone's on Tuesday, and it's good, don't get me wrong, it's good for me too. I mean, it's good for business. And, you know, if Tuesday's a slow day, and I figure, what the heck, you know? I mean, I could close, but then my employees wouldn't be working, and they'd be, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's a break-even kind of day in those months anyway. So, I figured out a way around it, and I give the money away to people because they prop up the business, that extra 20% to where I'm just giving it to them so I could stay open and keep everyone working.
Mm-hmm. You told me you didn't do any advertising. Now I hear you've got this great thing going on.
That's not advertising. I don't, you know, that's charity. I don't advertise it. If people want to go out and say, hey, go eat at Padone's on Tuesday because we're trying to get uniforms for people, you know, but I mean, I don't go to the Easy Reader or the Daily Breeze. I mean, you know, I've never been in any of those publications. You know, I don't think for one location, I just never thought that it really paid off. You're better off just staying with the community and staying involved in the community. And as a form of advertising, maybe I misspoke and said that I didn't advertise, but I mean, that to me, you know, giving money away, giving to charity is a different story. Like last year when I did the burrito deal, I did that for 9 months, and I mean, I never, we never told anybody that we did it. As a matter of fact, you're the first person I've ever told that I did do it. So, I mean, the crew, the people that work there know that we do it. And that's the most important thing to me, is they know that we're involved, because I'm telling them, listen, we got to go get this, we got to go get that. And they're going, oh, you know, what for? And I'm saying, for the burritos for Saturday. And they're like, oh, okay, okay, you know. Then their attitude changes.
That's fantastic. No, Lou, I'm just being facetious. I mean, I know you don't do classical advertising, but I would say that this is the smartest way to be a part of the community, is to give back. And over time, that results in more of the community saying, hey, you remember when we did that, you know, that Tuesday thing at Padone's? I want pizza. Let's go to Padone's.
Well, you know, it certainly has worked for me. I don't know how many, you know, unfortunately, I don't know how many people are, you know, advertising also works. But I think you have to have a larger amount. I'm not here to tell other people how to run their business. That's for sure, because I know that, you know, I know enough people that own very successful businesses that tell me that, you know, they would like to do what I do, but they can't. It wouldn't work in their specific kind of business, and I understand that. You know, there's certain businesses you could do it in, there's certain you can't. So, I mean, I just am fortunate that I'm in a business that I can do it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't work for everybody, though.
Well, you mean because pizza is a horizontal product? I mean, nearly every...
No, it's like I have a real good friend that owns... He owns several motorcycle stores. And so when he hears me say something like this, he'll just go like, I can't, you know, it's not... It's not a reasonable proposition. You know, he might sell 20 bikes on a Tuesday and none the rest of the week. You know, he doesn't have any, and it, you know, he just, something like that is not practical in a business like that, or a car dealership or a clothing store, you know. But for food, and see, the thing about food and what's great about Padone's is, I mean, I could tell you right now, what we did last year on this day, look at the weather, and I could tell you probably within $100 of what we'll do today. That's how consistent the business is. So I know when I'm opening that Tuesday up to a 20%, I know what I'm going to, you know, I have a pretty good idea what I'm going to do. So it's easier for me to do it. I'm not going to have, you know, it's not going to be a gigantic swing in numbers. Some, you know, it's like you might have somebody come in and buy a Maserati in a dealership or what. You know, I mean, that's a powerful example.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it could happen if you're selling clothes or something. Somebody comes and makes a giant purchase, and then all of a sudden you're trying to figure out a way to tell the people that nobody came there that day. He had a bad day. So, anyway. So that is, you know, as far as Padone's goes, I am, you know, I'm in great debt to the Padone family, and I wanted to help, you know. There's some of them, the brothers are still, one brother is on the East Coast, one brother still lives here, and the cousins, there's a couple cousins that live here that I'm still in contact with, and... you know, it's the rest of it's all about, I mean, last year, which was my actual 20th anniversary, so I'm fudging all these numbers around, I had a 60s dance party as the 20th anniversary party, but I didn't call it then, but it was a blast. We had all the, you know, the old employees from the past 20 years come there, and now they're all growing up with their own kids and stuff. It's and a bunch of our regular customers came, and it was a couple hundred people there. It was really fun, and of course we served pizza.
Fantastic. Yeah, of course. The finest.
Pizza, pizza and lasagna.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a fantastic conversation, Mike. I mean, this the history of the business, and then the history of this, you know, fireworks display in at Rat Beach, and the why and the how, you know, that you got involved. It's all very, very interesting. I think it's going to make July 4th, 2018, just an amazing, amazing event. Have you got a special place where you would like to go to watch? Is there a friend's home that you go to watch? I mean, where's your best place to watch?
We're just like everybody else. We normally have somebody has a barbecue, and then we have a friend who used to live on Avenue C. We used to go to her house, and then we'd all march down to the beach, and you know, we just lay our towels out and watch from there. But you know, anywhere down there is a great spot to watch those fireworks from. It's just that, you know, people have to realize that I'd heard a rumor, and I guess I really shouldn't talk about rumors on the radio, but somebody had told me and then told Rick that Redondo wasn't doing their fireworks this year off the pier. So I don't know about that. But they...
Well, you mean 2017 or 2018?
Next year.
Yeah, but
they
didn't
budget.
I'm not surprised. I mean, these city councilmen that are in now have cut $750,000 from the Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce on purpose, because they don't believe that it's money well spent. So I don't know. Maybe they don't think fireworks are money well spent.
Well, this is Rick and I were discussing this, and Rick had heard it, and I had heard it. But I mean, I can't swear to it, but I wouldn't be surprised. What I had heard was that it wasn't budgeted, but you never know. I mean, they might change their mind. But the thing of it is that what people need to know. I mean, what's really cool about the Rat Beach fireworks is that the company that does it, they are always. You know, their obligation, what they're told and what they've agreed to for all the years that they've done it, they're going to continue to do it, is they go last. And so when everybody else is done, it kind of goes down the beach. So it's like Venice, it's Santa Monica, so that portion of the fireworks, it's pretty late. It actually doesn't usually.
When did they start?
It all depends on when everybody else finishes. So it can be kind of late. I mean, it can be like, I think sometimes like 9:15, you know, 9:30, something like that. But I mean, that's not, you know, I mean, it's summertime. I mean, it's not that late. But no, as far as what I intend to do, I just wanted to get real quick to what you're saying is, I intend to try and I'm gonna try and be Rick's, like, I intend to stay involved even after I'm not involved anymore personally, and I am gonna try and make this, you know, a little bit of my. I'm going to go after some of the big guys. I'm going to go after the big fish and let Rick go after the little fish, or maybe we'll go fishing together. I don't know. But I know quite a few with people in the South Bay that, you know, own businesses. So it just has to be the right kind of business, you know, that can benefit from something like this and you know, has a budget that can afford to put some, you know, that kind of money up.
Right.
So I do intend Yep.
Mike Russell, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for giving me a call. Thanks for having me on the air.
It was fantastic. Everything we've learned just makes you hungry for pizza.
Well, Unfortunately, we don't open until 11, so you got a couple hours to wait.
Okay.
Get down and support Padone's, and you know, the more pizza we, you know, if I really turns out really good, I mean, I may bump that thing up and throw another $5,000 worth of fireworks on that barge. You never know.
Depending on how many pizzas you sell today, right?
Depending on that. No, I got a whole year to sell pizzas.
Oh, all right. All right.
All right.
Well,
okay.
It's been fantastic. Thank you for joining us. You're a great community member, community leader. Thank you for being a part of the South Bay, what makes the South Bay special. Thank you, Mike.
All right, Joanne. Give my best to Jackie, all right? Tell her to catch a big one for me.
All right. Thank you,
all
man.
Right.
Talk
Thank
to you.
Soon. All right.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. And we will see you tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Bite at the Beach, the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce sponsoring and managing Bite at the Beach. We look forward to that. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.